This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. A bill to extend federal recognition to the Lumbee Tribe of North Carolina got its first congressional committee hearing Wednesday. Lumbee Chairman Harvey Godwin Jr. pointed out his great-grandfather and great-great-grandfather both were among the original petitioners for federal recognition in 1885. He said recognition would provide much-needed direction for the state-recognized tribe that claims 60,000 members.
Our elders each Sunday testify in church, when will we have full federal recognition and when will we be recognized in my lifetime? Our youth have inadequate schools and health care, and they're still looking for the same thing. Our vets who serve our great nation every single year since 1888 in every conflict come home to a tribe that's recognized as a second-class tribe because of the lack of full federal recognition.
The bill faces vehement opposition from the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. Principal Chief Richard Sneed told the committee the congressional action subverts the established Bureau of Indian Affairs process.
To be sure, the Lumbees have appropriated the identities of various established tribes in attempts to achieve federal recognition. They have claimed to be Cherokee, Tuscarora, Chira, Siouan, which is not a historical tribe but a language family, and even the mythical Croatan tribe. The Lumbees have cloaked themselves in these tribal identities in a century-long quest for federal recognition as an Indian tribe.
The bill passed out of the House Subcommittee for Indigenous Peoples of the United States. It has bipartisan support, but must still clear a number of hurdles before becoming law. Washington Governor Jay Inslee has selected the first Native American justice for the state Supreme Court. Oregon Public Broadcasting reports Whatcom County Superior Court Judge Raquel Montoya Lewis is a member of Isleta Pueblo in New Mexico. She'll replace Chief Justice Mary Fairhurst, who's retiring in January before the end of her term due to health issues. Montoya Lewis will serve out the rest of Fairhurst's term and run for re-election next November. Before serving as a Superior Court judge, Montoya Lewis was chief judge for the Nooksack, Skagit, and Lummi tribes, and also a tribal appellate judge. As an attorney, she represented tribes throughout the United States. She also teaches classes on implicit bias to fellow judges and court officers. This week, over 50 Christmas trees will be lit up in a ceremony in President's Park in Washington, D.C. Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr reports that students on the Wind River Reservation were chosen to decorate one of them.
Teachers at Wyoming Indian Middle School were asked to keep the news under wraps, so they told the students the Christmas tree ornaments they were designing were like any other art class project. When the kids learned the truth that their artwork was headed to the White House, they couldn't believe it.
How did our tiny school on the reservation got picked to make the ornaments?
That's 8th grader Roberta Whiteplume. She says their ornaments are decorated with a red horse, drawn in Plains Indian ledger art style. And the designs painted on the horses are a nod to the natural beauty of their home on the Wind River Reservation.
The mountains represent the Wind River Mountains, and they're blue because of how they look in the nighttime. And then there's also the evening star, because it represents our night sky.
Those students will be watching the tree lighting ceremony from Wind River, hoping to get a glimpse of their artwork. For National Native News, I'm Savannah Marr.
Denver Public Schools is changing curriculum that educators said eliminated Native American perspectives. Chalkbeat reports 8th grade students were required to identify challenges faced by settlers moving west in the 1800s, but not challenges faced by Native Americans whom settlers were displacing. Now officials have removed that assignment and are revising the curriculum after one high school principal expressed horror about its content. Stacy Parrish is a member of the Klamath Tribe of Oregon. The entire 8th grade history curriculum is undergoing a review, and changes are underway in the high school history curriculum as well. Also, officials are looking at the internal process of reviewing curriculum and focusing on equity. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
From northern Minnesota, Red Lake Nation Foods is pleased to support this show and share the bounty of the harvests, wild rice products, and wild fruit jams, jellies, and syrups produced by American Indians and available at redlakenationfoods.com. Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.